boys can come and go, leave you feeling low. Instead of a coming and go, you're coming and coming, coming with me, girl. But there you are.
This is Sex and Waffles, an American horror story. That's whore with a W. Brought to you live by Waffle Press Studios.
Let me follow your lonesome half bottle of wine. Oh, you hide me away in a drawer, and that's fine. I don't mind the shame, babe, if I get you to.
Hello, Brunch Club, and welcome to another episode of Sex and Waffles. I'm your girl, Joy Nystrom, and here we are. It is almost the end of July. That is your date update for the week. I was shocked that it was July yesterday. I was like, oh my god, it's August. Here we are. Oh my goodness. The days are flying by, which is like good because like maybe that means we're like almost out of it. Almost out of 2020, I mean. Shoutouts of the weekity week. First one goes to me, yours truly. I am almost done with my second book. I started writing it at almost the beginning of quarantine, and I am almost done, and I am so hype. Everybody get ready for Sex and Waffles, an American horror story, the book. It's gonna be awesome. I don't really know what I've written at this point. I'm like 55,000 words deep into this draft, and now I gotta edit it. So shout out to my brain for that one. And then shout out to you guys, for all of you guys who are listening. Honestly, I've been getting a lot of positive feedback on most recent episodes and then like past episodes that I've done. And I just want to say, like, I really, like, truly appreciate you guys listening, and I truly appreciate you guys, like, reaching out and letting me know that you like it. That's really cool, because quitting the podcast, well, not really quitting, but, like, stopping it when I did was really hard. And then actually restarting it was very difficult. It took me months and months and months to like come to the point where I was like, no, I want to restart the podcast. So I'm very excited that you guys are enjoying it, and I hope you continue to enjoy it. It's just a girl chilling in her living room talking about Sex and Waffles. My favorite part about like writing my book is like people ask if they're in it. They're like, oh, like, so am I in the book? And I'm like, honestly, the book is not a place you want to be. Like, it's literally about bad sex. Like, it's literally an entire 120-page book about bad sex and how men are kind of trash. I mean, I love men. I think they're great. But this is an American crisis. And that's why it's an American horror story. And this is actually our topic of the day. We're gonna start today off with a little text from a listener. Shout out to Dr. D. She's amazing and she saves titties. So, you know what? Get on her level. This is not unlike a lot of stories I hear from women and stories I have experienced myself. I felt like I was reading something that I had personally written, and here it is for all of you to listen to as well. In the past week, I have had two men tell me they're going to fuck me all night long, only to not do any foreplay, and then do missionary for 5 minutes and then be done. Like, what the fuck is this shit? If you're going to be done in 5 minutes, don't tell me you're going to fuck me all goddamn night long. Oh, and it gets worse. The second instance, homeboy went in for a solid 5 minutes of missionary. No foreplay. And then, after like 3 minutes of laying on top of me, his dick goes limp and he just gives up. Rolls over. But then, this motherfucker had the audacity to ghost me for 2 weeks. Like, what the fuck? Do you know what that does to a girl? Your dick goes limp, you give no explanation, and then you go MIA? Am I over here thinking he realized mid-fuck that he's still in love with his ex, and he decided to get back with her the next day? My ego was shot for a solid 48 hours, and then just when I get my self-confidence back up again, this cop incident happens, which a hot cop came over to her house, said he was gonna fuck her all night long, and then gave her 5 minutes of missionary, rolled over, and went to sleep. My favorite activity. But you know what I've never done? I've never been like, oh my god, I'm gonna fuck you so hard, and then been like, actually, I'm so fucking tired, I just need to sleep. If I'm gonna sleep, I'm gonna fucking sleep. You're not coming over unless we've been at this for a while and we're not gonna fuck. I love men. Honestly, PSA, this episode might get a little fucking aggressive because I am sick and fucking tired of this shit. These men are over 30 and they think this is acceptable performance. First of all, this is also my experience. All the older men that I have fucked, I've been like, oh, well, they'll know what they're doing. Like, they'll know how to eat a girl out. They'll know how to show me a good time. Like, they're fucking here for it. And then I'll be like, hey, can you eat me out? And they'll be like, I don't know how to do that. I don't know where clit is. Or they'll like roll their eyes. And I'm like, you are 32. How have you made it this long in your life? And how many girls have you fucked? And none of them were like, hey, could you eat me out? You know, just, you know, help a girl out a little bit. None of them were like, oh my God, come sit on my face. Like, I fucking wanna lick that clit up and everything. This enrages me. Can't you tell? I'm so angry right now. This is actually one of the reasons I started Sex and Waffles. Sex and Waffles began as a little child after I graduated college. And that is when I started like writing my first book ever. No one will ever see that draft. It's so shitty. And I was such a bad writer. It's so cute. Legitimately, after college, like, I've had fun having sex. Here's the thing. Like, I've had a good time. I've had fun. But, you know, you fuck all these mediocre white men. And or non-adventurous white guys. Nogs, as I like to call them. Get on my level. Mediocre white men. You fuck them. You fuck these nogs for so long in your life. And you fuck so many of them. Like, hoping each time, like, it's gonna get better. But then at the end of, like, your fuck-capades, your sex-capades, you look back and you're like, I have fucked the same person 35 times. They're all the same. I don't know if that says something about me or the people I fuck. It's across the board. Like, it's not a solo instance where a man climbs on top, thrusts into you for 3 minutes, and he's like, are you done? Because I'm done. And just, like, flops over and goes to sleep. And you're just laying there all hot and heavy because you know, that was your 40 seconds of foreplay. And you're just like, what the fuck am I doing here? And I realized at a very young age, this was one of my things. If I'm gonna hook up with people, I'm gonna make it worth my fucking time, because I'm not gonna have all these one night stands, hook up with all these different people, and then just be having bad sex all the time. So men still didn't eat me out, and they still would like dry finger me, which, fellas, let me tell ya, grabbing a tit and slipping your dry fingers into a girl's dry pussy is not foreplay. That is not fun, and it hurts. Have you ever been down a water slide when it has no water on it? Or even, like, you know, a slide at the park and the plastic's a little too hot and it, like, really fucking hurts? Yeah, that is how it feels when you stick your dry ass fingers in us and you're like, is that good? Or, like, even honestly, the dry finger clit rub. Let's talk about that, boys, for a second. Lesbians, if you need help, I'm here for you. If you're new to this, but, you know, I would hope you would know about a clit if you're a lesbian and you've been, like, you know, have one. Here's the thing. When you guys, like, roll over in the mornings and you're, like, feeling us and it's, like, hot and, like, you know, sexy and whatnot, just lick your fingers before you touch our clit. Like, I don't know. There's so many, like, dry rubs out there. And I feel like men are always just like, oh, my dry fingers. Like, this will get the fucking job done. Like, I'm, what? Like, in where did we get this? Why has no one taught you to lick your fingers? Like, literally just give them a little licky lick and give them a little slippy slip. Okay, like, that can be some really hot foreplay. If your fingers are dry, it's never fun, okay? Like, it's never fun. Unless it's some, like, over-the-pants action. Then you can have dry fingers. because it'd be kind of weird if you had wet fingers, if it's like over the pants or like over the shorts. I don't fucking know what people do. All I know is I'm really pissed about fucking mediocre white men. And you know, this is what they always do. They're always like, I'm gonna fuck you all night long. I'm the best in bed. I'm the best you've ever had. I'm so fucking good. They call me the fucking jackhammer. Literally in college, I fucked this guy and everyone's like, we call him the jackhammer. I was drunk at the time and I was like, oh my God, the jackhammer. How great. No girl wants you to be called the jackhammer. No girl is like, oh my God, please jackhammer into me like we're on interstate construction for the next 18 minutes. That's all they want. No, literally, that is the worst. Unless she's like super turned on, super wet, and it's been like 45 minutes and you can like actually plow into her. Yeah, you can't do it. Like, men start out this way. They grab a tit. They think that's foreplay. And then they slip their dick in you and just jackhammer you for 18 minutes. Not even. It's like 5 minutes of subpar sex. And then you're just like, they come and you're like, what the fuck? And I get it. We've been in quarantine for 5 months and you guys aren't gonna last. Our vaginas are pretty much, you know, they're closed up. They barely exist anymore. Your dicks haven't been touched in a while. I get it. You're not gonna last. Here's the thing though. There's this thing called science, and science states the more erections you have in the night, the longer you'll last each time. So you have your little recovery period where you're like trying to go to sleep. Why don't you make out with her, eat her pussy a little bit, then give your dick a little time to like recuperate, go get a fucking snack. If I can get myself off 8 times in an evening, I get up, I snack, I hydrate, I go back to fucking work. If I can make myself squirt multiple times in an evening, and men literally can only last for 5 minutes and not do anything fucking else about it, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You just spent 5 months in quarantine. I don't even care. I don't even care if I'm on rotation. If I'm on rotation, your sex should be way fucking better. If you have multiple girls on rotate that you're rotating through after this dick quarantine, you know what? You should be really fucking good and you should be fucking us all night long. You should be fucking us like there's a literal fucking pandemic going on. I want you to blow my brains out and blow my back out at the same time. Choke me to death. Like, throw me around like a fucking rag doll. And also, like, why are we starting out sex with like 5 minutes of missionary? That's all I want to know, because I personally, this might be a really personal thing, but I personally feel like on like a one night stand or like a new fresh hookup, everybody just wants to get fucking railed. Like everyone, I don't know, whenever I'm in a hookup situation, it's always me on top, doggy. They have to earn their way on top. And I feel like, you know, men actually do last longer if you are on top as a female. And can't speak for lesbians and gays. Not sure how it works there. Lesbians, I feel like, don't have that problem. They're like, I came 16 times in a night. Like, how did you get off last night? And you're like, oh, I like got myself off in a bathroom after like me and the guy had sex. So, yeah. And you know, like, I just got into missionary this year. Like, like when done correctly, it is so fucking hot, to be honest. But I feel like if it's a fresh hookup, like it, for me, maybe other people don't feel this way, but for me, I just feel like missionary is so like intimate. Like, me on top isn't as intimate as, like, missionary. I was, like, dude on top. I don't know, like, even if you're, like, putting my legs up or something, I don't know, I just feel like I need, like, a barrier between me and you if it's, like, our first hookup because, like, space to breathe. I don't know. Or if you get in missionary after, like, 5 minutes, like, if she's on top for 5 minutes and then you get on top, or you're just, like, hot makeout sesh, like, eat her out, doggy, I don't fucking care. I don't know what other people do in bed. All I am saying is that I just feel like missionary is always the go-to for a hookup. And I think we should change the rhetoric there, because then maybe men would last a little longer. But also, you fellas should put in the fucking work. What a gift that some girl offered up her pussy rent-free for the fucking evening and a place for you to lay your head for the evening. And you don't even have the audacity to wink at our fucking clitoris? Come on. Come on, what are you doing? I once drove 45 minutes to a hotel. 45 minutes. I got there. The guy told me to come over and that he was going to fuck me so hard. I got there. I arrived all excited for this fucking dick appointment. And he was passed the fuck out asleep. He was so fucking dead. And you know, if I can drive 90 minutes, run out of gas, pay for that gas in change, have to push my car to the pump, and not even get my clit winked at, not even looked at, not even like a slight graze, nothing. If we can put in that much effort to arrive at a dick appointment, we expect that you start putting the effort back in. Why are you fucking someone like that after, like, the world is ending? You should be fucking every time like it is your last time and like it is your first time, okay? That might seem a little ironic, like, oh, no one wants to be a virgin again. But you know what? When you were a virgin, you were like, I'ma fuck this shit up. My dick's gonna be hard. JK, I probably got limp because you were nervous. Limp dicks are fine. It's okay. But address the situation and be like, hey, sorry, my dick is limp. Like, could you suck it? Because that's what I need to get hard. It's okay to say what you need. You know what? I really hate though when men are like, just suck me off and it'll get fucking hard. And they get like mad about it. Recognize that it's your fault, not ours. And ladies, that is for you. A soft dick is never your fault. A soft dick is the fault of the owners. And you should never, ever, one, apologize for a limp discot. And two, you should never feel self-conscious about a limp discot. Because one time a guy had a fucking limp dick with me on top of him. And he was like, it's because you're fat and ugly. That's why I have a limp dick. Okay, this guy was like upwards of 250 pounds. I was doing him a favor. Was that a pity fuck? I don't fucking know. I was very drunk and I was like, yeah, I want to fuck you. Like, if I'm at the point where I'm gonna fuck you, like, I don't think you're fat and ugly. I don't really care. I had a lot of beer goggles on. I had a lot of beer in me. And I just wanted a hard dick. And you couldn't provide that for me. Which was fine until you told me I was the problem. That I was fat and ugly and you weren't the problem. I'm not the one who can't get blood to flow to my dick. If you're nervous, that's fine. If you haven't had sex in a while, that's fine. Don't get a limp dick and then ghost a girl. You could just get a limp dick and then the next day be like, sorry, I wasn't feeling it. Like, I get nervous on hookups or something. I don't fucking know. Don't get a limp dick and ghost. Who wants to be a limp ghost dick? At least be Casper. Casper was a friendly fucking ghost. Don't be something from Ghostbusters where you gotta be like sucked out of a fucking sewage because that's where you came from. You came from the sewage and you are trash if you decide to treat people that way. And I just feel like you should have bad sexual karma. Like, you should put out what you get in the world. Ladies, like, why is it that we have known how to suck dick since we were 15? We've been researching this shit our entire fucking lives, and we've been practicing and everything, and men, like, still don't even know where a fucking clit is. And they've made it this far in the world, and they're just like, I just don't know where it is. And they think that's an acceptable response. It is not. It is not acceptable anymore or any longer not to put your face in some pussy and fucking go to town on it, okay? Yeah, ladies eat dick and they're assholes. Men eat pussies and they're pussies. Are you afraid of becoming a pussy because you eat pussy? I'm sorry. You're just gonna have to get over that because this is the cat's meow. This is the cat on the hot tin roof. This is the puss in boots that you need. Start Googling clitoris. How to eat a girl out, how to pleasure a female. Like, I don't know, like, I don't understand, literally in today's world, how there are men out there that are like, I just don't know what a clitoris is. I've never come in contact with one. I've never been able to find it. It's like Pandora's box. The amount of work that I have put into practicing blowjobs, I have looked up tips and tricks. I have slid into a DM of a girl who used to fuck someone that I fucked and asked her for tips and tricks. You know what men aren't doing? They're not sharing tips and tricks or holding cunnilingus classes for each other, which they should be. all colleges should require like a cunnilingus 101 class, and all fraternities should be like, okay, this is how we eat a girl out. This is what we do to get laid. I don't understand. This is the way you get laid. I mean, not all girls like it. Not everyone's comfortable with it. Whatever. Like, at least try. At least fucking try, and at least give us some motherfucking foreplay. Because if I have spent hours practicing blowjobs on fake dildos and cucumbers and whatever else I can fucking fit in my mouth, and putting ice cream in the fucking dildo to practice deep throating and swallowing at the same time. True story, I did it like all last summer. I kind of had fun with it and made a lot of videos. It was a great time. If I can do that, and you know, I can teach myself how to deep throat by using a spoon and practicing on beer bottles. Also a true story. No one comes out the womb knowing how to deep throat. You really got to teach yourself how to do that. And you know what, boys? Ladies are doing this. Ladies are out there practicing deep throating, getting good at giving head. We give don't leave me head. We give fuck me head. Because you know what? We want you to do the same to us. We want to treat others the way we want to be treated. So we have no problem putting your dick in our mouth first. Giving you a little sucky suck. But we hope that in return, you'll get the message that this wasn't just for your pleasure. Honestly, one of the reasons I started sucking dick was because I thought it was hot, and I was really turned on by sucking dick, and I fucking love it. I think it's so fucking hot. But I also was like, oh my God, pro tip, lube. I was like, pro tip, foreplay. I was like, this will lube the dick up and then I can do whatever I want with it. Once it has spit on it, it can slip and slide into whatever hole I needed it to go into. And that's literally like, I mean, I started sucking dick because someone like told me to, but like at the same time, once I got like older, I was like, oh my God, like this is hot for me and I like it. Not every girl likes sucking dick though. So, you know, they're gonna have to find something else to do. But at the same time, you know, everyone should be able to give and receive. And I just don't understand why we live in a society where men think it's acceptable that they can just come over and fuck girls in missionary for 5 minutes and then be like, oh my God, I'm so done. I'm so fucking horny. And then you know what? They never come back and they never come into your life again. And they were going to show you the whole fucking world Aladdin style. And then they just really disappointed you and didn't even touch your clitoris, even with their dry fingers. They didn't even try. They didn't even fucking get in there and they didn't try. Step up your game. Gentlemen, read a fucking book. Actually, She Comes First by Ian Kerner is probably one of the best books I have ever read. I read it. Like, I read it cover to cover so that I could get better at masturbating. Because someone, this is actually precisely why I read that book. I heard it on another podcast, and then the guy did an interview. And then this guy ate me out, and he did something with his fingers that felt amazing, and I wanted to figure out what he did without asking him so that I could be completely self-sufficient and do it on my own without a dude, because you need to learn how to do all these things on your own so that when you're disappointed, you're able to do them on your own. And then I figured out how to do it all from that book. Highly recommend that book. If you're not into reading books, literally look up like how-tos on porn. How to Eat Pussy Like a Champ is still a great one. It's a 90-minute video. You'll learn a lot. I did. Again, even if you're a female, it's great to know these things because then you can also tell the guy what to do and what you want and show him how to do it, or be like, here's this tutorial video if you don't know how to show him how to finger blast you, which, to be honest, like, how do you, like, I just feel like that's a really hard thing to teach someone, because you're just like, I want you to finger blast me, but like, I need you to do it when I'm like super wet and like super turned on and there's like a lot of fluids coming in there. Because if you're doing that when I'm like dry vaginaing it, you're like, that's just like a cactus being shoved in there and it's just not pleasurable by any means. It's just like like a dry broom closet or something. Moral of the story, get fucking better, boys. Because we're all out here. We're all out here waiting to get our fucking pussies licked. And we know our worth. We know that we are queens and that you need to fucking get on your knees and lick our fucking clits. I'm gonna do more about this because I'm so enraged by mediocre white men. And like, honestly, also, if you want a statistic, I've slept with a good number of people. And I would say it is the minority of men who eat girls out, and it is the minority of men who know what they're doing. And that's also on us as females. Ladies, listen up. If a man is eating you out and you don't like what he's doing, softly correct him. It is like training a dog. He needs to be taught and rewarded for his tricks and talents so that he can pass that on to the next girl. I know none of us want to train people, but you know what? If he's biting your clit, you should mention, like, hey, maybe no chomp chomp in the alligator jaws there. Just softly correct and positively reinforce, because if you're mean about it, they're never going to fucking eat a pussy again. We need to coax them in to putting more clits in their mouths, okay? And boys, it's time to really get on your knees and start working, okay? Girls have been working a little too fucking long. So, yeah. Show us some love. Just show us what you're fucking made of. Fuck me like it's the last time you're ever gonna fuck someone ever in your life, okay? Pretend like you're dying and that is your motivation to fuck, because you are dying. We all are. Everybody's dying and it all ends in the end. Really morbid way to end this podcast, but yeah. I'm Joy Nystrom. That is The Real Sex and Waffles. You can follow my Instagram, The Real Sex and Waffles. I'm Mas Hosanna Joy on my account. The blog is therealsexandwaffles.com. And if you guys listen in, like, post the podcast on your Instagram. Let me know what you think. Love you guys. Mucho. And stay hard. I need more clits.